The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. Sin destroys. Sin destroys everything in this world. Look at the family. The family is where we experience love. It's where we develop as human beings. But once sin starts to work its way into the family, it destroys the family. Look at food and drink. Food and drink provide nourishment. These things bring people together. But when food and drink is misused because of sin, those things become bad. Look at the environment. Louisiana has an incredible ecosystem. Because of our ecosystem, we have fresh shrimp, fish, we have crawfish, we can go duck hunting down in Gaydon, we can go deer hunting up in North Louisiana, we have soybeans, we have rice, we have sugarcane. But once sin works its way through the ecosystem, pollution happens. It destroys the environment. Look at sex. Sex is good. It's the expression of the love between a husband and wife, and that union brings new life. Hey, it wouldn't be for sex, none of us would be sitting here, right? But when sex takes hold, when sin takes hold of sex, it becomes bad. You have rape, sex abuse, pornography, prostitution, human trafficking. Look at the human person. You and I are made in the image and likeness of God, but sin mutilates that image and likeness. And look at God himself. That's what sin did. Killed God on the cross. Now, if sin would have never, ever been dealt with, guys, everything would be hopeless. There would be no future. God created this world for us to live in. This world is good in itself. And that's why God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to meet our enemy head on, sin. And he did it. And he disarmed sin and death. How do we know that? Because of the resurrection. Jesus' love is greater than any sin that we could commit. Allowing God to invade your life in and through the sacraments drives sin away from you. You know what happens? You are infused with life, not death.